हरे कृष्णा। जेनियोलॉजी इज अ शेपर ऑफ मेंटालिटी, नॉट इट्स सोल डिटर्मिनर। इन इंडिया वाइड स्प्रेड टूडे इज द कास्ट सिस्टम विच इज ड्रिवन बाय द बिलीफ दैट वंस कास्ट इज डिटर्मिन्ड बाय वंस बर्थ। नाउ एक्चुअली वॉट इज प्रेजेंट इन द Vedic literature in general, and especially in the Bhagavad Gita, is not the caste system but Varnashram. And Varnashram is essentially a quality-based division. And the word Varna is a Sanskrit which also means color. So it refers not to the color of the skin but to the color of one's attitudes. It refers to the color of one's mind. Our mind is infected by the modes, and different people have a different combination of modes affecting them, and accordingly they perceive the world and accordingly they act in life. So what we need to recognize is that the genealogy is a shaper of mentality. That means the way our parents were, the way our dynasty is, that does shape certain things in us. So we not only may get our eyes or our ears, the shape of our ears or the complexion of our skin from our parents, but we also get certain dispositions from our parents. But we are not physical creatures alone. We are more than what our genealogy is. What our genetics don't determine us. We are at our core spiritual beings, and our spirituality expresses itself best through our individuality. So if we were just products of our genealogy, then all children would be clones of their parents. But they are not. Everyone is an individual. Even if we consider social circumstances, still we have twins who are entirely, who may be brought up in the entirely the same environment, and still they are different. They are distinct individuals. And what to speak of monozygotic twins, who are actually made of the same genetic makeup, entirely having been born by the splitting of the same zygote. Now they have, even they are genetically also not just similar but identical, and yet they are distinct individuals. So our genealogy does determine our mentality to some extent. It does shape our mentality, but it is not the sole determiner. And that our individuality is tapped and maximized by our spirituality, by which we all become distinct individuals with specific contributions that we can make. So when the caste system holds that birth is what determines one's position in the caste system, then that is mistaken, because birth does not determine all our qualities. It gives us facility to develop certain mentality, but it does not itself determine the mentality. And that's why Krishna says, Chatur Varanim Maya Sushtam Guna Karma Vibhagashah. He says this variety of divisions of society into four varanas, that is done by guna and karma. It is done by quality and activity. It is done by attitude and aptitude. So genealogy does contribute to the aptitude and aptitude, but it does not determine it solely. And by recognizing that society, that people are different based on their individuality, not just their genealogy, we can actually offer people proper facilities and thereby enable them to move towards self-actualization in terms of making their contributions distinctively in a way that grants them fulfillment and that plays a valuable role in positively contributing to society. Thank you.